We greet you, and we greet all that are there. And we greet those who hear you and think about things on a deeper level. For life is that way. There is variance of layers of life. And each part has a color to it. Many people realize that, for the ground is brown, some trees are red, some are green. And colors affect us in this respect, that we look around us and we see what color is, and we feel it in our emotions. So let us say that I took a human and sat them in the forest, and they would feel the green of the forest, the brown of the ground, the grasses, the bark, and each part of that color, and it creates a sense of comfort. It is most important that people realize that in their life, they are looking for comfort, and so they look at the colors they create in their homes. You must think of it always as what creates joy and comfort. When we, as humans, see this, let us say that I choose to be in a very loud and noisy place, and it is painted red, and it gives you a sense of excitement and get up and move and change and do. So each color has its effect on each person a little different. It's never quite the same, but it is there. So colors do affect us a great deal, inside as well as emotionally in the thinking pattern. Now let me explain that very carefully. As your eyes see the color, it sends a message inside of this color. Body responds according to the emotion that you are in at this point. So if I took you to the forest and all your life you've been told the forest is a dark and scary place, then that would become an emotion of dark and scary ways. If I said to you, red means stop, don't do anything, and someone hands you a red scarf, you would immediately, the emotion would come up, stop, don't do anything. And then you would override it with your thinking. So I'm pointing out how each color affects each of us. Some people see white clouds as beautiful. Others are like, oh, they're just going over the top of you, and they will go on their way. But if you put a little gray on the clouds, then people go, oops, are we getting a storm? Are we getting trouble? Is there problems coming? So you see, the effect goes into the mental process, and it depends a great deal on the person, how they see that process. This is why white, which is all colors blended together in a different way, creates a sense of stirring and going forward to the light. For we remember down inside that this is where we came from, and we want to return to that. So when you are creating light around your home, you are creating a sense of remembrance of the beauty of where you came from. Now, does this mean that you have to make light everywhere? No, child. It means that you see it, you remember it from the very beginning, and you think to yourself, let there be light in my life. So there is this whole pattern of color and memory that combines into the soul of who you are. It would be fun if you took all the colors that you could see or find and touch them and say, what do I remember from this? What is the first memory that comes up? Is it red, stop, or red, excitement? Is it blue, calm, or is it blue, water, moving? So, as an experiment within your own self, remember back to the emotions you feel with color and use them in your life to make your life happier and more joyful. For that is the purpose you're here, is to remember all the colors and to feel them and to make them into the joy of who you are. We truly want you to see that and feel that and be excited. For life is filled with color. Make it the most brightest and joyful that you can. Our blessings.